Well, in the news for today, every year on the second Monday of October, friends across California and America try to plan a three-day weekend only to be shot down by that one person that doesn't get the day off, and that day is Columbus Day. Now, Columbus is a federal holiday that commemorates the arrival of Christopher Columbus to the Americas in 1492. The holiday has sparked some controversy since the 70s, with many people proposing the name change to Indigenous Peoples Day. A growing number of cities and states and municipalities have done that. However, we're not going to get into that here. We're simply going to tell you that, yes, the DMV will be open today, and no, the post office will not be open today. So Columbus Day is a paid holiday for federal workers, but not for California state workers. So today there will be no mail service. However, UPS and FedEx are operating. Some banks will be closed while others may be open today. All Amador County offices will be closed today except for the essential services like sheriff's office and jail. Most city offices will be closed today throughout the county, and most, if not all, restaurants and retail stores will be open today. Now, some service businesses may be closed, though, so it's best to call ahead. Paul Molinelli Jr. tells us that ACES will be running regular route pickup today, and the Buena Vista Transfer Station will be open. The Pine Grove Transfer Station is closed on Sundays and Mondays.
Well, with the November general election just 22 days away, the Amador County Election Department reminds county voters traditional Election Day polling places have been replaced with vote centers. Those vote centers will permit a voter to cast their ballot up to 3 days before the election, including weekends. Now, there will be 3 vote centers in Amador County, and unlike polling places where you had to visit a specific location, a voter may cast their ballot at any vote center throughout the county. In addition to vote centers, you can also return your ballot by postage paid envelope or drop it off at one of 6 convenient ballot drop boxes. Ballot drop-off locations are now open. Amador County Election Head Kim Grady says you should make every effort to drop off your ballot prior to Election Day. Also note that some location hours have changed since the last election. You can now drop off your ballot at the Volcano Country Store, 11 to 6, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5 on Sunday. Closes at 6 p.m. on Election Day. Young's Payless Market, IGA, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, closes at 7 on Election Day. Pine Grove Market, 6 a.m. to 8:30, closes at 8 p.m. on Election Day. Pokerville Market, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily, closes at 7 on Election Day. Ione Plaza Market, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on Sunday. So 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on Sunday, closes at 6 on Election Day. And the Amador County Admin Building provides a drop-off outside the building with access 24 hours a day. Closes at 8 on Election Day. Now, if store hours change or the store needs to close early, that may affect your vote if you wait until the last minute. According to Grady, the Election Department has done everything they can to make it as easy as possible to return a ballot, but it is a voter's responsibility to ensure they do return their ballot in a timely manner.
And on Friday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 2 additional deaths from COVID-19 in that county. They include 2 females over the age of 65. Both fatalities are linked to an outbreak among residents of Avalon Healthcare. One additional case was reported in a male between 50 to 64 years of age. To date, Calaveras Public Health reports a total of 330 confirmed cases. Of those COVID cases, 306 have since recovered, while 8 cases remain active. There have been a total of 16 confirmed deaths related to COVID-19 reported in Calaveras County. Now again, Calaveras Public Health urges people to continue to help the county lower its risk by taking the necessary steps to prevent being exposed to the virus. The county remains in the moderate county risk level, or orange, on the state's 4-tier COVID-19 colored system.
Well, after not accepting new unemployment claims for 2 weeks, the state's Employment Development Department reports it has cleared about 246,000 of the 1.6 million backlog claims. The announcement was made at a legislative hearing at the state capitol last week. Now, the agency's executive director, Sharon Hilliard, estimates that it'll be January before all the remaining backlog is cleared. She stated the work is, quote, very complex and complicated. Well, California has paid nearly $94 billion in unemployment benefits since March, processed more than 13.6 million claims. Hilliard says the volume has overwhelmed their agency. Lawmakers from both parties were critical that there still remains 1.3 million backlog claims and questioned whether it is realistic to believe everything will be sorted out by January, given all the past issues. Many of the delays have been related to verifying the identities of those submitting claims.
And the Amador County Fair has a theme for the upcoming 2021 event. Late last week, the board of directors selected Back in the Saddle Again as the theme. Fair CEO Rich Hoffman says we are moving forward at full gallop, planning a comeback for Amador's biggest annual event. The 2020 fair, with the theme Roaring into the 20s, was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The fairgrounds will also play host to a pair of Halloween drive-in movies this month. On Friday, October 30th, the movie Coco will be shown, and on Saturday night, October 31st, the movie Hocus Pocus will be shown. Check the fairgrounds Facebook page for times and other special treats during those 2 days.
One of my favorite theme in a long time. That's a good one. Well, the Amador County Sheriff's Office once again participating in the DEA Drug Takeback event Saturday, October 24th. Drop-off locations will be in front of the Sheriff's Office, Court Street, Jackson, 10 to 2. Citizens can drop off unused, unwanted, outdated prescriptions or over-the-counter medication for safe disposal. No sharps will be accepted. Now, the DEA website, takebackday.dea.gov, has detailed info on collection sites, rules for disposal of drugs, and answers for commonly asked questions. Citizens can also contact the Amador County Sheriff's Office for more information.
And again, a quick reminder for you, Blood Drive today. I own Community Blood Drive at Evelyn Bishop Hall. Runs from 1:30 to 5:30 today. Give the gift of life. Also, your blood will be tested for COVID-19 antibodies as well. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website, and that's KVGCRadio.com.